A big no for another government shutdown comes from a prominent Republican, but there may be a slight catch to that. Congressman Paul Ryan, chairman of the House Budget Committee, is on a book tour saying to multiple sources that the government won't shut down this fall. David Hawkins is senior editor of Roll Call and watching the key players in shutdown avoidance as Congress prepares to come back to Washington after Labor Day. David, now he's got this book out, and he's already saying we'll have to wait for these big ideas in this book to happen because they're too controversial and they can never get done. But I'm struck by the fact that he has said on a number of occasions, well, there's not going to be a government shutdown. But if there's a shutdown, it's not our fault. I mean, that it strikes me as the ultimate backpedaling, David.
Well, it's the ultimate backpedaling, or it's the ultimate, God, what's the analogy? It's sort of a cover story for something that's not going to happen. That's not the best way to say this. But yeah. In other words, the Republicans have been stoking this notion that there's still a chance for a government shutdown because this time it's going to be the Democrats who do something petulant to shut down the government. We're not going to, but maybe this year it's going to be the other side that'll be at fault. There's not much evidence of that. I think that the burn marks on the Republicans' hands from last fall are still, you know, pretty easy to see. Democrats certainly don't want to do this, especially because they accept that they're talking that the Republicans are, because they think the Republicans could squander their lead. So there's going to be a lot of, you know, the other guy might threaten it between now and 2 weeks and 3-4 weeks from now. But I think in the end, it's going to be a lot of empty rhetoric, and Congress comes back for just, I think, 12 days.
They're, yes.
Most years they come back right after Labor Day. This year they've taken an extra week because I think it's because Rosh Hashanah falls in there. So they're actually not coming back till a full week after Labor Day, only working for 12 days before they go away on the campaign trail. I know that the new Republican whip, Steve Scalise, had a meeting with his lieutenants last week in which he said, you know, getting this continuing resolution passed, cleanly done, and sent to the Senate is job number one.
It reminds me that you and I need to get together before they come back and finish up our draft of the song, The 12 Days of Congress. So that we can get exactly. That recorded and get it out there in time to make a boatload of money off of that.
You know? That's an awesome idea. I'm going to get to work on that tonight.
I'm nothing if not an opportunist, David. How significant is it, though, that somebody of the level of Paul Ryan is out there? And I mean, he's not mincing words. He told the Business Insider, the quote is, no, there will not be a government shutdown. He's being very explicit about it, which is exactly the opposite of what we saw a year ago.
I think that's right. I mean, I think that you can take that to the bank. I think that the Republican leadership, of which Mr. Ryan is a part. I mean, he's not one of the big three leaders, but because he's the chairman of the Budget Committee, the likely chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, the last House member to run for national office, he is a part of the high command. And if he's speaking unequivocally that way, I think you can take that to the bank. There are going to be a few Republicans that are going to try and make noise about attaching some poison pill to a continuing resolution. But I think that they are going to be, Ted Cruz is not a part of this year. There's not going to be a big national push, and I think they'll get it done. The other thing that what Mr. Ryan told my colleague Emma Dumaine, who actually drove up to Philadelphia to watch him roll out his book tour, he actually gave the date of December 11th as the date for the first continuing resolution. So that's an interesting date and an important date for people who work at these agencies who are looking for, you know, if not certainty, then at least when's the next chance for certainty? And Paul Ryan says December 11th.
So that's the date that the continuing resolution that would start October 1st would last until?
That is what he told my colleague, Emma, that it would last until December 11th, which is, I think if I'm looking at the calendar right, would mean two weeks after Thanksgiving to really do the work, because what's going to happen is the election is on the first Tuesday in November. Congress comes back a week after that for its lame duck session The first week of that is mostly about leadership elections and new member orientation. Then there's another week before, really only a few more days before the Thanksgiving break, and then after Thanksgiving is where the real meat and potatoes will get done. And just to reiterate what you and I, what we've talked about for the last several weeks, is even though Congress has not sent the president a single appropriations bill this year, the House and the Senate have made sufficient work at the committee level on drafting, you know, the vast majority of the less contentious line items in these bills that, you know, most people, most agencies, most programs sort of know what's in store, or at least know the parameters of where the House and the Senate are, you know, what how close they are to being aligned on the same number.
Yeah, I've heard from some folks at agencies, David, that even though nobody knows for sure, the level of uncertainty, although still high and still higher than it certainly needs to be, is not nearly as high as it was a year ago when, I mean, most people in the agencies really believe that there's not going to be a shutdown this time. And I don't hear any conversation in the executive branch about what do we do if this happens the way that we had a year ago.
Yeah, no, there really isn't. And to remind one another and everybody that ultimately the amount of money we're talking about is virtually unchanged from the current fiscal year. So it's not as though the pie is getting, you know, not only is it not getting bigger, it's not getting any smaller. They've essentially frozen the amount for all discretionary spending at the same amount. They can tinker with it among programs and agencies, but it's not going to be as though at the end of this, every agency and program is going to have to take a 3-5% what they call haircut across the board. You know, the numbers are going to be the numbers.
I have a sneaking suspicion, and I have no evidence to base it on, David. It's just my gut talking and all of the conversations that you and I have had over the years that we've been talking about these issues. Something will come along and fump for this up as we get close to the holidays. I just have that feeling. I don't know where it's coming from.
Something will come along to try and... What was the verb you used?
Fumfer. It's P-H-U-M-P-H-E-R is how you spell that, by the way.
That's how your German grandmother taught you that word?
I don't remember where it came from.
It's a good word. Somebody will try and fumfer it up. I think it's going to be pretty short-lasting. I mean, yeah, somebody will try and take a hostage, and my own gut tells me that this is a year that, you know, the Republicans are sitting on a lead, right? They are sitting on an unbeatable lead in the House. In other words, they're going to retain control of the House. They might win or lose a couple of seats either way, but they're going to stay in comfortable control of the House. Their odds of taking over the Senate look better with each passing week. The last thing they want to do is look not competent. They're trying to run against Obama on the competency issue. They're trying to say that President Obama, you know, is not running a competent government and it cannot be trusted to run a competent government. And so the last thing they want to do is step on that message by looking like they